None but the hungry heart. 2:15. Indwelt to be filled. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Romans 8:9. The believer knows that he is indwelt by the Holy Spirit on the testimony of the written word. Others know when the believer is filled with the Holy Spirit by the growing manifestation of the living word. There are believers who need the reminder that deeper than mind and feeling and will, deeper than the soul, where these have their seat, in the depth of the renewed spirit, there comes at rebirth the Holy Spirit to dwell for ever. His indwelling is there, first of all, and all through, to be recognized by faith. Even when I cannot see the least evidence of his working, I am quietly and reverently to believe that he dwells in me. In that faith I am restfully and trustfully to count upon his working and to wait for it. In that faith I must very distinctly deny my own wisdom and strength, and in childlike self-abnegation depend upon him to work. His first workings may be so feeble and hidden that I can hardly recognize them as coming from him. They may appear to be nothing more than the voice of conscience, or the familiar sound of some Bible truth. Here is the time for faith to hold fast the Master's promise and the Father's gift, and to trust that the Holy Spirit is within and will guide. Out of the hidden depth, his power will move and take possession of mind and will, and the indwelling in the hidden recesses of the Spirit will grow into a being filled with his fullness. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8:9.